Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Is this
James
Horst?
Yes.
Hi, James. Well, it's very quick. It's a very quick call. I just wanted to call you to let you know that I will be your new case coordinator for you and for John. So,
okay.
You know, you can save this number. My name is Mary.
Yes, question I want to ask.
Yes?
I just want to know, because the thing is, I don't know, because I was talking to two people. I was trying to figure out what's going on. Because
okay.
Sabrina, that's one who I was talking to, who was outside working. He gave me a card. Like,
Sabrina?
No, then she, yeah, Sabrina.
Okay. Well, here is the thing. I think you were speaking, Sabrina, I think she is a staffing coordinator.
Yeah, that's
the word. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she just, like, she has the patients for a few weeks, and then the caregiver goes to somebody else. Her name is Valeria. I don't know if you remember her. John probably does. And she's the one, like, that teaches the caregivers to use the app or to use
Okay. I ain't know. I mean, hold on, Sabrina. Like, Sabrina, the staff, whoever, the coordinator. But I was talking to her. Like, how it was. And I mean, it was like, you know, everybody get paid every 2 weeks, but y'all pay every week.
Yeah.
No, that's not me, but, you know what I mean? Like, when I was with another company, they pay every 2 weeks, bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly,
I was asking Sabrina, do y'all do that? She said, yeah, but I don't know what. And I mean, I'm cool with it, but that's not me, but, you know, because, you know, my cousin, that what they going to do, pay every week, bi-weekly, and stuff.
Yeah, so we paid every week. So it will be, for example, this Friday.
Okay.
John will get paid from the 15th to the 21st. That's the week that he is going to receive the money. And then for this current week, he will receive the paycheck on October 5th. So it's like after the weeks passes, you get the money, you know.
Oh, no, I mean, I just want to know because, you know, people tell me false statement, y'all do bi-weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I said. Sabrina said y'all get paid bi-weekly. She's trying to call y'all, let y'all know everything in place bi-weekly, but I don't know. That's cool. No, that's not me. I just want to make sure, you know, my cousin is okay.
Yeah. Everything
but
is okay for now, yeah.
But he said everything okay. Because, you know what I mean? I just want to make sure y'all pay it right, you know what I mean? Because he said he had this like $900 every week, every week for him or more.
Let me confirm right now. Okay, let me
check. I just trying to figure, because they say you get paid in overtime on weekends, then I get 70 hours. I'm trying to figure you know what I mean? People, you know, cheating the houses overtime, not paying for overtime.
Okay, let me check your pay stubs. Okay, yeah. So you do get paid overtime, actually. You got paid 3 hours of overtime the first week, and then last week
last week they pay him first week they pay him four or something. They said it wasn't for a week.
Give me 1 second.
Then this week they pay him 900.
Yes,
that's
900.
That's overtime? What, overtime?
That's right. He got paid 28 hours and 30 minutes of overtime, which are let me confirm here.
Because
It
the thing
was
is, I don't, I mean, that like, see, I get 70 hours. Did that contain this whole like 70 hours every week? That contain that, or he take taxes out?
He missed 30 minutes, so he didn't get paid the 70 hours. He got paid 60, he got paid 69 hours and
No,
a half minutes.
the thing was, because he just started, they said call the time sheet, whatever the thing he did. And that's why what it was.
Okay. Well,
You know what I
yeah,
mean?
that was for last week.
But I'm just trying to let you know, because there was a mess up hours, because the clock, I mean, not he was not doing the thing where he didn't know how to do it. They had some of the thing in over again. That's all. I'm trying to let you know that. You know what I mean? Because they were saying, because he ain't know what they was doing, how they do that. They show him how to do it. Everything good now. But I'm trying to say, do he get his 70 hours this week?
Okay, let me confirm that right now.
Because I'm trying to figure, because y'all ain't like, come on now, like y'all had him, like he was, this is first week, you know what I mean? Second, first week, and he supposed to be do right. Y'all supposed to treat him right, like this said this wasn't that. You know what I mean?
I am adding all his hours, so let's see how much he did this week.
Y'all treat him
Six.
as a, y'all
Oh.
treat him as a thing. This ain't
Yeah,
right.
he worked the full 70 hours, so he will get paid those 70 hours.
Would that be? I could let him know, because would that 70 hours be what?
They will be paid on Friday, this Friday.
Okay, the whole 70 hours.
That's right, whole 70 hours.
This ain't no chump change on nothing.
No. Now, I do want to let you guys know that on the pay stub, it's not going to show 70 hours. It's going to show first 40 hours and then 30 hours of overtime, okay? But you know,
Okay.
if you do the math, 40 plus 30, that's 70. So it's the 70 hours.
What that would be, that, I mean, what that would be for him, he could know, like how much would that be, because they, you know, shortchanged him this last week, what it would be this week, he could know, like, I could let him know what it would be for him. He don't worry about, you know what I mean?
Does he has access to his pay stubs? Do you know that?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, perfect. Then he will be able to see that
Okay.
probably tomorrow at very late, but he will probably see it. Or if he cannot see it tomorrow, then he will see it by Friday, like very early in the morning, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
That would
James.
that not me, I'm just making sure, you know what I mean? I don't want, you know what I mean, because somebody told me false statement. I just want to know what's the right statement.
I understand that. Okay, James, I
Okay.
already checked and he is going to be paid the 70 hours. Now, I also wanted to check with you, is this still your address? I have 100 North 54th Street, Philadelphia, PA.
Not Philly, Pennsylvania. All right, 100 North 54th Street, second floor, 19139.
Perfect. 191.39. Perfect. And is that schedule that you guys have right now, is it working for you and for him? Like, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And also, I wanted to confirm with you. I don't think so, but I just want to confirm. Have you been admitted to the hospital or maybe went for an emergency visit in the last week?
I mean, like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
because
a couple weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Okay, but
because,
this was
because my eye, something was in my eye. They had, I was allergic to it.
Okay, but this was before John started working with us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. Good. Okay, well, and how are the services with him? Is everything doing good?
Yeah.
It's everything good.
Everything
okay.
good.
Perfect, perfect. Well, that was everything that I needed from you. I hope my information was clear, and it was nice
okay.
meeting you, James.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bye.